What do you do when you're in darkness and you can't see your way out? Your company is going under, your job is not fulfilling, or maybe you're just at the point of a break. You're about to launch a new product or create that company or project you've always wanted, or you're about to make a leap into a new job or a different stage of life. And all of a sudden, everything starts feeling hard. Hitting a wall, you're in darkness, and you're like, man, maybe I just need to give up. You're hitting the resistance with the capital R, per Stephen Pressfield, who's talked about this, right? When you're about to make a big break or move to a next big moment of life, and all of a sudden it just gets hard and you're in darkness and you're ready to turn away. So what do you do when you're spiraling in these problems? Years, maybe 4 to 5 years, I have encountered many of these so-called issues where I've been ruminating on thoughts at one point in my life or the problems and thinking that I was going to be able to actively solve that problem if I just put more thought and brain power into it. And recently, maybe like a couple weeks ago, I was looking back at that period of my life and there was kind of a before and after. There was times when I would be in a really tricky situation and I couldn't see a way out. And I remember a week would go by, 2 weeks would go by, and I'd be like, man, I just kind of missed that whole 2 weeks of my life because I stayed ruminating in something, letting my mind go into all these different loops, and nothing has changed. And so there was a point in time when I said, that's not working. And so I started doing something a bit different, and I noticed different things started occurring, and I was able to pull out of a lot of these really challenging situations, or at least not stay caught up in it in a way where it was controlling my whole circumstances and my emotions for the entire day and my whole life. I was able to pull out of it. And it wasn't until recently when I was recommended an amazing book that essentially highlighted my process that I started doing about 4 years ago in a way that I couldn't explain to someone. People would say, oh, Steph, how did you get past that time in your life? Or, you know, how did you keep moving on? How did you not become super depressed and just go into a hole? And I remember being like, well, there's certain things that I started doing back then, but I didn't know how to exactly explain what I was doing until I found this book that was recommended to me. And I was like, ah, this is it. This is what I have been doing this whole time. So it was a really helpful practice that allowed me to really move through a lot of darkness. It allowed me to trust in ways that I didn't know how to trust before, which is why I want to share this with you on today's episode. I will also share the book name, where this big realization came from. I'll share the book name and the author that I'm newly obsessed with at the very end of the episode, along with the practice that I do almost every day that has really helped me. So all of that, stay tuned for the end of the episode where I'll tell you exactly what I do each day, the exact lines of what I'm saying, and where this information came from for me. Because first, I want to say welcome to the Mission Daily Podcast. This show covers all things business, tech, entrepreneurship, and transcendent leadership. And when I say transcendent leadership, I mean going past the normal leadership concepts. So going into the mind, the body, the spirit, and really seeing how to excel at this game that we call life and entrepreneurship and family building. And a lot of the things that I'm sharing on this show are concepts that come from a lot of self-experimentation and tools that I like to try out on myself and then share my insights along the way. So welcome to Mission Daily. So if you've tuned in before, you know on previous episodes, I have talked about the power of calming your mind, meditation, learning to listen to your intuition, your gut, and making decisions around, you know, your company, your business, anything really, in a slightly different way. But today is all about actually trusting a higher power. Now, when I say higher power, this can mean literally anything that you believe in. I am not here to preach to anyone what you should believe in. That's up to you. So for me personally, I believe in something bigger than myself while also knowing that everything is inside of me. I call it a Christ-like consciousness, which I can also interchangeably call it God, source, spirit. I also believe in angels and multidimensional beings. I have a lot of beliefs. And the best part is about my beliefs is that I don't fully understand it all. It's so big, it's so vast, my mind cannot comprehend it all, and I'm totally okay with not knowing it all. So whatever you believe in is up to you. Maybe it's that, you know, that man in the heaven, maybe it's a woman, Maybe you believe in yourself or your subconscious mind. Whatever it is, this concept can work literally for anyone. It doesn't matter what you believe in, as long as you just believe in something bigger or knowing that you have some kind of protection and someone looking out for you and that it's not all up to you. That's what this concept is all about. Because this concept is all about casting the burden to a higher power. Now, casting the burden is all about recognizing that we have a higher power with us or all around us and or in us that we are happy to give our problems and our burdens away to, with full knowing that they will get solved without us having to actively think about the solution on our own. So it's literally trusting the universe, trusting God within you that your problem is not your problem to solve alone, and you are giving it away to a higher power and moving on freely in your life to not get caught up in the mind loops of that problem. Now, I know this concept is not a new one for anyone who reads the Bible, which I am not well read on the Bible. I've read scriptures from it, but you might say, hey, that's from the Bible. Yes, there are definitely pieces of this from the Bible. But when I read this way of practicing it in a practical way, in a very grounded way, where I'm like, ah, I can do it that way and I understand why to do it, that's when this concept stuck with me and showed me how to use it in my own life in a daily way that was maybe didn't resonate with me as well when I would read maybe or hear about a scripture from the Bible or that someone else would quote or say like, oh, it's like this. I'm like, oh, that doesn't resonate in that way. But when I read it in this book that I'm going to mention, that's when I was like, ah, okay, I see how to actually do this in my day-to-day. And, you know, knowing more about how the mind works and the power of the mind and having to fully trust in like what you're saying. Same thing when I've talked about manifesting in the past, like you can't just say, okay, I'm going to like give away my burdens. Like you probably can't solve it though. So like, I'm just going to still give it away. You have to have so much faith and trust and like, I'm giving this away because it is getting solved at such a higher power than just what my brain can do. Like, thank you. And I trust it's getting solved. Okay, on with my life. So there has to be that belief behind it. But bringing those two, that concept together in a way that just resonated with me on a different level is when this concept made a lot more sense. And when I realized that I've been doing it for many years without knowing what I was doing. So keeping this method super practical, super grounded in an easy and actionable way is what worked for me. And this concept I really pulled into my life when I had what felt like so many big problems that I had no idea how to solve them. I did not know how to get out of them. I didn't know how to get out of my emotions. I felt totally drained. And what I thought I was doing back then was just releasing control and being like, you know what? I release control. I'm giving this problem, all these problems away. At that point, I was like, I don't even know who, but I just know it's someone else that's outside of me, someone bigger, higher power. I was calling in all the help. I'm like, anything out there who wants to come help me, please do. And you can have all these problems. But it was back then what felt like and how I described it to people was me just kind of releasing control and in a way, giving up in a way to let something else come take over for me and solve the problems. Now I look back and I'm like, oh, I was casting the burdens to a higher power. So when I started doing this, there was, like I said, a before and after in my life, where before I would be encountering these big problems and I would stay in it and stay in it and be like, oh, I just have to like think harder, strategize more, talk to more people about this thing. And just I would stay in it. And then it got to a point where I stopped doing that because I realized it wasn't helping and it was taking such an emotional toll on me personally for staying in the problems that I was basically like, enough's enough. I'm giving these problems here. Put them in a package. Here you go. They're not my problems anymore. Like, I know they're going to get solved by someone way smarter and bigger than me and who has way more magical powers than me. Who knows? But like, here you go. And I trust that it's going to get solved on my behalf. And then I started seeing solutions popping up out of nowhere, ones that I never would have thought of. I literally would not have even predicted these. I wouldn't have called these solutions in. And it felt easier as if the universe was literally working in my favor. Like, it was here to support me and it was here to solve things in a way that I could not even comprehend. Which reminds me of, I'm sure you have heard the Albert Einstein quote, "We cannot solve our problems with the same level of thinking that created them." Which is basically saying it's pretty hard to see a solution to a problem with the same level of thinking that either got us there or how we are viewing the current problem. Like, it's pretty hard to sit to solve something at the same level as how you're seeing it, which was totally me back then. I'm like, here's the problem over here. Here's my solution. They're matching the same frequency, the same energy. Like, of course I wasn't able to solve these problems on my own because it was the same consciousness trying to solve it in a way that it also had created these problems. I mean, everything around me, I'm like, this is all me. Like, I'm taking 100% responsibility for everything that's around me. And I don't know how to solve it because this is my current consciousness. This is my brain. Now, another thing that I would do, which is very similar to casting the burdens to a higher power, would also be casting the burdens to also a higher power, as in my subconscious inside of me. Now, I will say when I'm casting my burdens, I am also casting it to the God within, Christ within, and I'm also open to it being taken care of from other, you know, beings out there who want to support me. I'm very open and accepting to any help that wants to come my way. But the other thing that I like to consider was, how can I cast a burden or a problem onto my subconscious mind in a way that feels easy, where I don't have to think about it? And a few years back, I started going to sleep and thinking about, what problem do I want to solve today, tonight? What do I want my brain to work on? Because back then I heard a quote that your subconscious mind just wants to please you. It just wants to solve problems. And the best way to task it with problems is to do it right before bed when you're about to go into a dreamlike state. What I read was that when you're in a dreamlike state, your mind is in a different biochemical state. And so your mind is much more intuitive, much more visual, and it's connecting dots in ways that your conscious mind maybe can't connect it, especially when you're going through your daily flow and you have all these other interactions and things that you're thinking about. You're very much more in your conscious mind and in the patterns of life. But when you're in a dreamlike state, there are no limits. So a few years back, I thought, hey, this makes sense. I'm going to also, not only am I going to cast my burdens to a higher power, I'm also going to cast it to my subconscious and let it work for me on my behalf, because I'm sleeping for like 8 hours. And so it seems like it can be, you know, we can be doing something in there for those 8 hours. Like, can we be solving some problems and coming to the morning with like possible solutions? And another great quote, which I love these people from history, they're so great. Thomas Edison, he said, never go to sleep without a request of your subconscious mind. Which to me, I was like, this is what I'm doing. I'm casting my problems to my subconscious mind and fully trusting that it will bring a solution to me in a way that I can understand. And that is also a piece that I will always add on, is like, can you bring a solution to me in a way that I can understand and see and act on? Because I'm something that I've been noodling on is that oftentimes there are these solutions around you, or you are being supported by God, universe, spirit, your subconscious mind, you know, your higher self. You are being supported, but sometimes it's not always easy to recognize the support or the solutions that are like, oh, it's right here. Hard to see. And so I try and always add on a caveat of like, can you show it to me in a way that I can actually understand and recognize and know that it is from this request? So tasking my subconscious mind right before bed, right before I'm going to get into a dreamlike state, and putting a problem in there of like, here's something I would like to resolve. Here's something I would like to understand more or have a solution to that I've been thinking about for a couple of days, but I don't know how to get the answer on my own. Oftentimes, at least for me, when I've done this, I've woken up at 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning with a lot of ideas coming in. And I will always have a notebook next to my bed so I can just write it down quickly, get it out of my head, and then go back to sleep. And in the morning, I wake up and I'd say, half the time, I'm like, oh, brilliant. The other half, I'm like, what the hell is this? I don't even know what I wrote here. But you know what? Pretty good ratio to have half the time solutions. And the other half, maybe I just don't understand it yet. So I just have to go back into that dream and be like, hey, can we clarify what I just wrote in there? Because I think it's super smart. I just don't know what it is. Okay, thanks. So overall, casting the burden, one of the biggest things that I had been doing for many years, it was super helpful to my mental health, to rebuilding my company, to being in my relationship now, to getting divorced, to getting sued, to so many allegations coming my way, deflecting from them. I mean, so many different scenarios. This one thing was probably the most helpful, was just knowing that I'm so taken care of and protected, and that there are so many things out there willing and ready to support me if I ask. Same thing with any problems. You know, I can task it to my subconscious mind at night. Like the second you release that burden of feeling like it's all up to you, 100% of the time, it's just all up to me. Like that is so, that's heavy. That's a lot, thinking that you have to solve all the problems in your life. Any issues that are going on, it's all up to you. And that was how I felt maybe 5 years ago, 6 years ago. Like, it's just up to me. And then when I started realizing, like, no, there's support out here. I might not always be able to see it, but there's something bigger than me that I feel like it's ready to help, is the second that you can release it from your mind and move on. So the practice that I do every day, super, well, most days, I will say, if there's something that I am thinking through, struggling with, that I feel like I could be close to going down into a spiral of not really having a productive way of thinking, this is when I will do that. So I will say it's maybe every other day. It's definitely a lot. And remember, you can feel free to change up this sentence to whatever resonates with you, with your belief, with your religion, with your practice. Like, this is up to you. This is just the way that I say it. So for me, it's saying this phrase: I cast this burden of X, whatever it is. So we'll just say, maybe I have like resentment towards something. I cast this burden of resentment around my friend Jane on the Christ within, and I go free to be loving, harmonious, and happy. So you're casting the burden and you're naming it. Like, here's the thing that's coming up for me: anger, resentment, whatever it might be. And like, what is the situation? Like, maybe you're like, I cast this burden because my, you know, around my husband who I think is cheating on me, whatever it is, or around my job that I think I'm about to get fired in, whatever the burden is, I cast my burden of X on, it can be the Christ within, it can be on God within, it can be your angels, it can be on your subconscious mind, on your higher self, whatever you want to say, you're casting it to a higher power that's not just reliant on you. And I go free to be loving, harmonious, and happy. I added the loving, harmonious, and happy. You add whatever you want. But you do want to say, I go free. Like, I now am allowing myself to move freely throughout the world and not be ruminating on this thing. And I added to be loving, harmonious, and happy, because that's what I would probably want to be if I was resentful, if I was angry. I probably would want the opposite. And so I'm calling in what I actually want. So this just means that you're allowing yourself to move on, and you're trusting fully that the problem's getting taken care of in a way that maybe you just can't fully understand and see currently in front of you. And I will stress that you really do need to have faith and trust that it's getting solved on your behalf. That's the biggest piece that I think is easy to miss. You can't just say a statement. You have to actually have the full trust in knowing that, okay, thank you. Like, I'm giving this away and I know it's going to get resolved in the way that it's supposed to. So it might not be in the exact timeline I want, because for all of us humans, we're like, hey, I want this solved tomorrow. Like, maybe that is not what's meant to happen. Maybe there's some bigger picture going on where if it got solved tomorrow, you might not get something else you want. There's a whole ripple effect because you're placing your demands of what you can see on it versus allowing in whatever my divine path is, whatever is meant to happen around this. I am making a request of this thing, but I'm leaving it open-ended with how it's getting solved, knowing that, you know, Christ within, God within, my higher self will know exactly how to solve it and in what way, knowing that my outcome is this. So it's a lot of trust involved, and it's a lot of faith that allows you to move on. Now, the brilliant book of where this came from is called The Game of Life and How to Play It by a woman named Florence Scovel Shinn. Now, this book was published in 1925, which to me, I'm like, okay, how did I not know about this woman sooner? I wish I read this when I was younger. But the way that Florence blends spiritual concepts with religious concepts and pulls it together in a grounded, practical way that actually resonates with me was astounding. I'm like, this book right here is one that I can actually read something and then act on it in life in a very practical way where then I see results. And like I said, when I read her book, some of the things I was like, oh, I was doing these things. I just didn't know what I was doing and how to put words around it. So now I'm obsessed with her. I'm reading a lot more of her books, but this book, it's super short. And that one practice was pulled from one of the chapters in the book where she talks about, you know, how easily you can cast away your burdens and trust that you can move freely because it's fully handled and taken care of on your behalf. So next time you find yourself about to spiral, ruminating on a problem like, oh, I just got to solve it on my own timeline right now with this level of thinking, even though this got me in this problem, cast that burden. Trust that it'll be taken care of. Trust that the answers will come your way and see what happens and move on freely in life, knowing that you're not staying in a space that's taking away from your presence when it comes to being a parent, growing your company, managing teams, whatever you're doing in life. This one practice can help you move forward with confidence, knowing that you are so supported by whatever you believe. So with that, I hope you all like this episode. Let me know what you think. Please hit subscribe wherever you're viewing, listening, whatever podcast platform you're on. Hit subscribe, hit follow, and leave a comment. Let me know what y'all think. All right. Have an amazing day, and I will see you again soon.